And with regard to that, we just had a much-awaited report presented at San Antonio looking at the Oncotype in node-positive patients. I'm curious what your take was on that.
Well, I thought that was a fascinating report, actually. I think that, for so long, node-positive has been the hallmark of bad outcome and treatment and more treatment, when all of us know that in our practice we have these patients, some of whom have had greatly large numbers of positive nodes, who are still alive 15 and 20 years later when, by all rights, they shouldn't be. And I think what the Oncotype report on node-positive patients told us is that they are just as diverse as node-negative patients in their biology, and that there is a phenomenon of regional disease which is not necessarily systemic. Now, I think it is important to point out that all of those patients in that report did receive some form of systemic therapy, and that nobody is suggesting that node-positive patients don't need systemic therapy at this point in time.
And that
But I
report specifically, they all got hormone therapy because they ER positive, but a good number of them also got chemotherapy.
Right. So I think that how I interpret that information is that that level of recurrence score may be a useful guide for the intensity of the chemotherapy that you need to give to somebody, which is not necessarily the same for all node-positive patients.
Well, the thing that struck me was that in that trial, in the node-positive patients, if they had a low recurrence score, they still had a substantial risk for recurrence. But what was really striking was they didn't seem to benefit by chemotherapy.
No. And yes, what that I think says is you need a new target in that group of patients.